The Whiskey Rebellion. Alexander Hamilton, one of America's founding fathers, played a key role in shaping the early financial policies of the United States. His ideas and actions set the foundation for the nation's economy, but they also sparked controversy. One such moment was the Whiskey Rebellion, a pivotal event that tested the strength of the young federal government. After the Revolutionary War, the United States faced a massive debt. As the first Secretary of the Treasury, Hamilton proposed a bold plan to stabilize the country's finances. His plan included paying off state debts, creating a national bank, and imposing taxes to raise revenue or money. One of these taxes was an excise tax on distilled spirits, commonly known as the whiskey tax. The whiskey tax, introduced in 1791, aimed to generate funds to pay off war debts. However, it hit small farmers hard, especially those in western Pennsylvania. Many of these farmers relied on distilling whiskey as a source of income. For them, the tax seemed unfair and burdensome, and it reminded them of British taxes they had fought against during the Revolution. Frustration over the whiskey tax grew into open resistance. Farmers in western Pennsylvania refused to pay the tax, and some even attacked tax collectors. By 1794, the unrest had escalated into what became known as the Whiskey Rebellion. Protesters organized meetings, burned effigies of tax officials, and destroyed property. The rebellion posed a significant challenge to the federal government. Some question whether the new government established under the Constitution had the authority and strength to enforce its laws. Hamilton saw the rebellion as a direct threat to federal authority and believed it was crucial to demonstrate the government's power. Along with President George Washington, Hamilton helped organize a militia force of about 13,000 troops to suppress the rebellion. This was a significant moment because it marked the first time the federal government used military force to enforce its laws. In the fall of 1794, Washington and Hamilton personally led the troops partway to western Pennsylvania. When the militia arrived, the rebellion quickly dissolved. Most of the protesters fled, and there was little violence. Only a few people were arrested, and the rebellion was effectively over. The government's handling of the Whiskey Rebellion sent a clear message. Federal laws would be enforced, and challenges to authority would not be tolerated. For Hamilton, this was a victory for the rule of law and the strength of the central government. However, critics argued that the response was excessive and showed the government's willingness to use force against its own citizens. The rebellion also revealed deep divisions in American society. Many farmers and country communities felt disconnected from the wealthy city people who controlled the government. These tensions would continue to shape American politics for decades. In conclusion, Alexander Hamilton's role in the Whiskey Rebellion highlighted his vision for a strong federal government, capable of maintaining order and enforcing its policies. While the rebellion was suppressed, it left a lasting impact on the young nation. It demonstrated the government's authority, but also exposed the challenges of uniting a diverse and often divided people. The Whiskey Rebellion remains a significant chapter in U.S. history, illustrating the growing pains of a new republic. I'm Mike Chisholm for Door 24 History.